And open your mind to the truth, for it is true. The power that empowers all things, the almighty power of God, is here, all around you, and within you now. The cosmic engine that drives the universe is ready to empower you to achieve, to overcome, to make your dreams come true. It's ready to fuel your resolution. To energize your prayers. To carry you to victory. The flickering light of those candles on the altar is but a tiny manifestation of the light of this world, the light of God. And that true light, the Master said, may symbolically be in a candle, or even in the sunshine, but in its truest form, it is in you, waiting to be discovered, uncovered, and unleashed. What we turn over to this power, what we give over to God, God can do. In a moment, in fact, they can begin now. The ushers are going to begin passing out slips of paper. Take one and pass the others on. You're only going to need one slip of paper. Don't write anything on it yet. But this slip of paper is going to symbolize the burden that you are here to cast on the Lord so you can go free. In fact, for now, that's all I want you to write on that slip of paper at the top. Write, I cast this burden on the Lord and go free. I cast this burden on the Lord and I go free. That's your affirmation. That is what we are here to do. If you don't have a pencil, you'll find some in the pews. I cast this burden on the Lord, and I go free. And after you have written your affirmation, begin to think about what you would like to be unburdened of. What is the thing that has been most weighing you down? That has most frustrated you? Or made you feel like your shoes were made of lead? It may be something about yourself, your appearance you'd like to change. It may be some weight you'd like to lose. It may be some habit you'd like to overcome, or some dependency. But it might be something else. Maybe every year the goal you set for yourself is to finally achieve financial independence, to be financially secure, and yet you never seem to be able to get ahead. Maybe that is your frustrated dream. Maybe your goal is to be able to retire, or if retired, to find something to occupy your time. Maybe your resolution has to do with some person that's hurt you, or wronged you, or disappointed you, and your inability to make peace with them. Maybe your burden is something physical, like pain. The frustration of not being able to walk unassisted. You keep thinking you should be able to overcome this. You know what your burden is. You know what most weighs on you. And you know you can sum it up in just a word or two. Your pain. Your lack. Your hurt. Your frustrated goal. In just a word or two, write down that thing that you've been carrying around. That dream that just you feel like ought to come true but won't. That prayer that you've prayed so many times without an answer. And that goal, our problem, our condition, you're writing down now. That's your outer burden. But you have another, a greater burden. The burden of the bad feelings that outer burden triggers in your heart. The negative way it makes you feel about yourself or someone else or life or even God. How does this condition or addiction, this frustrated resolution or unanswered prayer, how does it make you feel? Sad? Hurt? Resentful? Frustrated? Does it make you feel like you're not good enough? Or like you're unloved? Or like you're all alone? Write down that feeling. Write down those feelings. Because believe it or not, that's the heaviest burden. If the weight of the inner burden were lifted, you may find the outer burden not nearly so heavy. How's that outer thing you wrote down make you feel? having written down your outer burden and the disappointment and frustration you feel because of it. You have your burden, and it is truly a burden. Just looking at the slip of paper with those few words added to it have added weight to it. So that this little slip of paper in your hands somehow feels heavy, leaden. This is a weight you may have been carrying around for a long, long time. Something you've never told anyone for a long, long time. Something that is for God's eyes only. And that can be healed with God's power alone. But for God to take it up, our cause, we must let it go. For God to answer our prayer, we must reach that amen point and mean it. So close your eyes. Feel that slip of paper in your hand. Feel the weight of the burden it represents. And when you feel truly ready to cast this burden on the Lord, to come unto Him, you who are weary and heavy laden, so that you can find peace and rest, I invite you to come forward and either silently or aloud, however you're led, affirm, I cast this burden on the Lord and go free, and release your written prayer to the flame of the burning bowl. By the way, when you see a magician light something and hold it in his hand, that's this stuff. It burns too cold to possibly burn yourself, but I know the mind is something that can make it seem a lot hotter than it is. The reason why I like that kind of paper is those things that seem so weighty, where are they? Let us complete this process of turning our lives and our challenges, our resolutions over to God by joining together in prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,